The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
I have to start with this story because it freaked me out, and I don't think my wife was as freaked out as I was. So we're driving on Highway 29 Saturday morning, my wife and I. We're headed to the Twin Cities. By the way, we had a great time in the Twin Cities. A fun little story about that later in the show. But for the most part, we had very, very good time in the Twin Cities. We're driving west on Highway 29. I do not recall exactly where we were, but more on that in a moment. We were in the Wausau area. We were east of Wausau, I believe. Not exactly sure where. I'm pretty sure we were in Marathon County, but it's kind of a blur. I don't pay attention to where we're at. In the sky, I see this object. I'm like, is that an airplane? It's coming straight toward us. It's coming due east on Highway 29. We're traveling west. My wife at first thought it was like one of those remote control planes. From a distance, that is kind of what it looked like. It's a small little single engine, probably two-seater prop job. Okay, it's a plane. Okay, it's still coming in our direction. Okay, it's getting pretty low. They're honest to God, I thought it was going to land on Highway 29. I was freaking. Finally, it veers and heads south. It takes kind of a right-hand turn, headed south. I saw this happen on Highway 53 headed to Duluth a couple of years ago. I thought it was going to crash. And in that case, it was interesting because we were both southbound, so I could tell how fast the plane was going. The one on Highway 53, it was going slower than I was. So this plane finally veers off of Highway 29. And it's doing the tipping its wings, and I don't think intentionally. It would look very shaky in flight. I'm not exaggerating. I thought it was going to hit the treetops. I thought it was going right into those trees south of 29. But, man, we're going to have to pull over and call 911 because we are about to witness a plane crash. My wife seemed pretty calm. He's going to crash. And Jason, I know that things can be deceptive from a distance. He could not have cleared those trees by more than a couple of feet. I'll go a yard. I'll go 3 feet. There is no way that I will. I thought he was going to hit the trees. Then he descended behind the trees. Here's what I'm guessing. That there's a private strip right behind those trees, because I could see him adjusting his angle. Okay, he's coming in. There's a strip there. Now, that was Saturday morning, okay? This is Sunday. The Marathon County Sheriff's Department confirms there were no injuries in a plane accident near State Highway 29 in Hatley. This is Sunday. It happened around 2 this afternoon at a private airstrip off the highway. The pilot escaped injury, however, the plane did start fire after the incident. Authorities say the pilot was trying to land when wind caught the plane, causing it to crash. The plane was the only thing that was damaged. No other details. I'll bet you $1 million that's the airstrip. I'll have to try to check on that now. Because we could have been in the Hatley area. I just don't remember. I don't know if it was the same pilot. But if it is, they dodged a bullet on Saturday, but not on Sunday. Because I'm telling you, on Saturday, it looked really, really, really close. Jerry, that could have been an Obama drone after you conservatives. Chris from Marshfield. That's what it felt like. I mean, it just looked like that thing had a bead on us at first. Then there's this. As you know, I think the biggest lie in the world is, I hate to say I told you so. Nobody hates to say I told you so. We all love to say I told you so. That's why we say it. I hate to say I told you so, big guy, but no, you don't. You're about to rub my nose in it. And you don't hate anything about this experience. I am going to hate everything about this experience. You are going to relish and delight in it and relive it. Because people love to say, I told you so. So do I. I told you so. I told you so. I told you so. I told you that liberals were going to blame Scott Walker for the failure of the Leo Frigo Bridge here in Green Bay. They have. There are two instances of this. Actually, there are a lot more than that. I'll explain here in a moment. This is a liberal blog called Addicting Info, The Knowledge You Crave. Yes, if you're a liberal who wants to just continually day in and day out be indoctrinated, this is, in fact, like crack, the knowledge you crave. It is addictive, I'm sure, to liberals just that way. Here's the headline. I mean, they have all the subtlety of a nude photo of Rosie O'Donnell. I am playing that card too much, aren't I? See, you're going to spend all day trying to get that out of your head. Good luck with that. Listen to the headline. Tell me I'm wrong. Scott Walker's fiscal irresponsibility will now cost Wisconsin billions as bridges start falling. That's the headline. I haven't seen a bridge fall yet. Saggy. She's a little saggy over there, Frigo Bridge. But she hasn't fallen yet. Saggy like my pants after a good diet. Not that I would know. People in Wisconsin were alarmed when the Leo Frigo Bridge began to sag. Listen to this! I'll try not to get too hacked off. People in Wisconsin were alarmed when the Leo Frigo Memorial Bridge began to sag, the result of a decades-long fight by the GOP to eliminate maintenance. Do you know how stupid that is? If you don't, I'm going to elucidate you in a moment. People in Wisconsin were alarmed when the Leo Frigo Memorial Bridge began to sag. This has now forced the shutdown of the I-43 corridor along Green Bay and the rerouting of the 40,000 vehicles it carried daily. The bridge failure will now sap billions out of the Wisconsin economy. I have heard no estimate as of yet. This moron, Nathaniel Downs, goes on. This is yet again evidence of how putting off maintenance costs more than any money saved, as the economic impact ripples outward. This is how stupid this guy is. How much heavy lifting would it have done to find out how stupid he's sounding as a result of this? Now, some of you listening may not know what I'm referring to. Those of you in the Green Bay area do. This is yet again evidence of how putting off maintenance costs more than any money saved as the economic impact ripples outward. The governor of Wisconsin, Scott Walker, delayed critical maintenance of the bridge. Listen to this part. Even ignoring cracks were discovered in 2012. Yeah. Even ignoring when cracks were discovered in 2012 and use money for bridge maintenance to instead pay back mutual funds and bankers. And it is not as if this was a surprise, as reports explaining the need for $64 billion in critical maintenance back in 2004. You click on his links, they have nothing to do with the Frigo Bridge. Nothing. Now, let me debunk this crap right now. The Frigo Bridge was part of a stretch of I-43 maintenance to the tune of $17 million that got done in July. It started in May of 2012. During that maintenance, again, that bridge just went through an extensive maintenance project. During that maintenance, cracks were discovered. Engineers said they were routine wear and nothing to worry about. Nobody raised an alarm saying, hey, there's cracks in the piers. One of them might sag. Nobody said that. No, not nowhere, not no how. Governor Walker at no time delayed maintenance for the Frigo Bridge. The Frigo Bridge just underwent extensive maintenance. Those of us living in the area know that, because you wanted to avoid the bridge during that time. They had certain, you know, they had, I think, one lane at times in both directions. Pretty much is what it was. It was, yeah, it was one lane in both directions. All of this is a lie. It's not a spin. It's not a twist. It's not a distortion. It is a lie. But this is the type of thing liberals love. So he clicks on all of this stuff, and none of it has anything to do with the Frigo Bridge. Since the bridge failed, Governor Walker has done everything, including declaration of emergency, try to get federal help. By the way, they still don't know what caused it, so they don't know how to fix it, how long it's going to take, or what it's going to cost. But they continue to do that. An idiot that wrote a letter to the Green Bay paper made the same claim. Then those who would comment on this drivel start piling on. Listen to this. Larry Clark writes, "The people of Wisconsin deserve this idiot governor and the broken bridges he refused to fix. Scott Walker never refused to fix the Frigo Bridge." It's crazy. It's insane. This never happened. This didn't happen. This did not happen. There was no request to fix the bridge because there was nothing known wrong with the bridge. Again, the cracks that were discovered during a maintenance project that this mental arthritic says didn't happen were written off by engineers as just routine wear. And they weren't concerned about it. This is just crap. Matt Legerico, "Now we have to tell the Tea Party to jump off these bridges. The left just starts piling on. The people of Wisconsin deserve this idiot governor," repeats the first guy. Let's see. "I agree with Larry about Wisconsin deserving him. They had a chance to be rid of Walker in a recall that had far more signatures than were necessary. Then the misguided, nicer than saying ignorant conservatives, voted to keep him as governor." Then, a co-coordinator of Republican Party of Oconal County steps in with a moment of decency. "This article is ridiculous. The left is willing to pin anything that goes wrong in Wisconsin on Governor Scott Walker, even if it has absolutely nothing to do with him. There's no evidence anywhere that what happened to the bridge was the result of any neglect of upkeep. Here's some information that the writer chose to leave out. The Frigo Bridge was part of a $17 million maintenance project this year. State bridge inspectors said the cracks discovered were the result of normal wear and tear. The state budget increased infrastructure spending by $824 million. Then the Republicans just ignore, or the liberals just ignore all of that and come back. "Another win courtesy of the Koch brothers. More like sheeple than minions of the Koch brothers. Wisconsin made their bed. They voted for these idiots and failed to remove them. They now have the government they deserve." And on and on and on. I just want you to be armed, because I guarantee a liberal near you is going to pump this crap. That's all Scott Walker's fault, because there was, you know, they found cracks. They knew this was, you know how this stuff morphs. Liberals are going to pick this up. "Well, I read that they found these cracks and Scott Walker ignored them." That is a lie. That is a lie. That is a lie. And I told you they were going to do this. I also told you, now that Scott Walker has promised the bridge was going to reopen, they're going to start the clock on that, just like the $250,000 jobs. Walker derangement syndrome may have been dormant, but it hasn't been cured. It's 9:21.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.